Hello, welcome to Wisdom Moment with Prophet Benjamin Fojo. He is a voice called to restore the dignity of humanity, to demonstrate the power of the Holy Spirit, to reveal the true identity of Christ in us, to raise and build people of absolute dominion, to raise a fearless generation, to bring salvation to the unsaved, revival to the brokenhearted, liberate men from captivity, to reveal the absoluteness of the Holy Ghost, to break the walls of denominization and bring about unity in the body of Christ across the continent. And now, today's message.
Whenever you come before the Lord and you pray to God for miracles, beyond the miracle God wants to give you, there is an identity you must possess. When I pray to God for a miracle, before the miracle finds me, I must have an identity. For instance, if you order something online, you are asked to fill in your personal details, your name, your address, true of yours, and even your telephone number as well. Now, there's no way the package will be given to you if there's no name connected to that. That is the same system in the spirit too. When you pray to God, you are ordering something, and you must possess an identity for it to be given to you. When you pray to God for something, you have no identity. The miracle cannot locate you. In other words, any breakthrough you are praying for is hoping to have you. Talk to me, family, here. Many believers assume that because they know God, God must automatically give them what they want. It doesn't work like that. You see, you may have the knowledge about who God is, and yet God might not know who you are. Did you hear that? So for a very long time now, I've been dealing with colleagues a lot. Don't get me wrong. Powerful people. Now, in the course of teachings, you realize that many things about kingdom patterns have been taken from them. Talk to me, family. This is not to discredit them, but you realize in a very long run, certain things that the current believers should know, it becomes oblivious to them. So tongue speaking becomes a burden. But you realize how God is bringing revival here, right? Almost all the Orthodox churches always have that charismatic field. Just to teach you how God transcends men in time. So back to this here. Many of you claim you know God because you grew up in the church. Now, just because you grew up in the church does not validate God knows you. Talk to me, church. So many of you are here, you only know about God, but there's no personal encounter between you and him. God cannot validate you for himself. So the purpose of a miracle is to first give you an identity before a physical possession. Talk to me, family, here. Many of you are praying for things. Meanwhile, there is an identity you must possess for the things to come to pass. If God does not have any identity of who you are, what you want cannot come to you. So anytime you experience delay in a miracle, don't assume the enemy is at work. No. Sometimes the delay is for the betterment of your life. In fact, God prepares men when he delays them. Talk to me, church. There's something called the waiting room. Am I correct? He has to prepare you in that waiting room. Remember, I told you on Wednesday that there is a faith that can give you things, and the faith that can give an image. The image, who you become, is more important than the things you have received. Talk to me, church. So our miracles in God are not in because he will give us things, but because he has said it and he will do it. You see, just because we don't know the impact of our actions doesn't mean people should live anyhow. Talk to me, church. I told you years ago that people may forget the things you tell them, but they will never forget how you make them feel. Hello? I'm saying a lot because I'm going to finish work today. God is good. So God says the testimony is to give you an image in the spirit. Many people are here. The enemy has taken the image they carry in the spirit. So the things they pray cannot find them. So God says whatever you pray, these things must take place. When you pray, you must pray in alignment with God's will. And when you follow God's will, he gives you an image in the spirit. Talk to me, church. Hello? All right. Now, watch this. Do you know that in this country, there are principles here? Hello? It may shock you that the white may know who you are, But if you have not gone against their laws, they won't come after you. All two of us. Do you know they have the authority to go into your bank accounts and know how much you have? Oh, hello? Oh, you don't know? They know every move you do. Any transaction you do, once it is two, they begin to scan you, yes. They know everything. But if you have not gone against their rules and regulation, they won't come after you. Once you live within their plans, they are okay with you. I'm telling you. That same system people deploy are things spirit do too. Oh, hello. Watch me. There is nothing physical that is not spiritual. Did you hear that? There is nothing physical that is not spiritual. God is good. So God says, when people pray in alignment, that plan he wants them to have, when they pray in that, he honors them. That is why when you pray to God, you always have to need to have an open heart and an open mind so God can whisper to your spirit. If not, there are many things you miss in prayer. Many believers say, we focus on what God should give us. Watch me. The things God wants to give you, they're bigger than your own expectation. If God begins to bless you, you will know the things you wanted were small. You didn't hear me. Am I communicating, church? Yes. When God begins to bless you, you will know that the things that look the most important were nothing compared to God himself. Because he is bigger than our expectation, I'm telling you. That is why people should count it all joy when they have the ability to speak in pain. Because once you have the power to talk in pain, breakthrough is at the corner. Because the purpose of pain is to silence your mouth. Oh, talk to me, family. If a man is in pain, you can't talk much. There's much you cannot do. So just imagine the enemy afflicting you big time, yet you can preach. That's a testimony to all. Hello? Because such men, you become a wonder to the devil. The Lord told me years ago that if the devil wants to reply God, he afflicts a believer that has covenant with God. And if God also wants to reply the devil, he gives a person a miracle. Talk to me, family. Oh, are you blessed, church? I want to teach you the concept of kingdom praise. So we just don't pray anyhow. We pray based on what God has asked us to pray. Hello? Is that clear, please? You see, you can pray very hard, right? But if that prayer is not what God has said, when you pray, God will not hear. Did you hear that? Yes, somebody came to me in the office here and said that God wants to give her a child. She wants to give her a child. We're going to pray. And then God to me, the man she's with is someone's husband. It's true. He said, I know about it. I said, but so why they would do to give her a child? He said, because the man can't give birth with a woman. So the man has come back to me with that. And I said, but what is right is not right. Hello. Whatever God has not said should not be accepted. Watch me. You cannot bypass process. Is that clear? You cannot skip process. There is promotion on earth, not in the spiritual kingdom. Whatever promotion God gives a man, he has paid the price for that. Spirit don't assume. You see, I can look at you and assume, and then I will have the concrete images of who you are not in my mind. Spirit don't do that. It is what you do that makes them believe who you are. Am I teaching you? And I said, but God can give a child. They went on, tried, nobody became. So he went to my friend and asked, pray for me. And my friend said, I've been praying, but I can't see anything. So I have a prophet friend. Whenever things are tough for me, I call him and pray. So he called me. I said, prophet of God, please, there's somebody here. Please, sorry, prophet, I called a video call, please. See her. The same person was there. I said, madam, you came to me and I told you this. I said, you see, many people have this feeling that the men of God are empowered to change. You hear me? God has made us witness of the gospel. Exactly, please. So we are not too anointed to change God's plan. It doesn't work like that. Somebody say prayer. God is good. So whenever we pray to God, we are seeking validation based on what he has said. We pray in alignment with what God has said in time past. If we decree what has not been written, it cannot exist. I told you last week Friday that Anything God has not said, your prayer will not bring it to pass. I can't change God's mind. A man of God. Some time ago, Hezekiah prayed and God changed his mind. Study what happened afterwards. The death God wanted to bring about was to preserve his legacy. He exchanged legacy for physical life. Hallelujah. I told you that whenever we talk about God, we are talking about God's life, God's original plan. Eh? You will know many believers don't pray based on the things they see. You didn't hear me? Watch me. There are certain people that cannot come to me with certain things because my reply won't like their reply. I'm telling you. I'm serious. You won't like the reply. Not because I'll be rude to you, but you won't like it. Because I expect you to know much based on what I've said. Did you hear that? Watch me. You will know you are truly matured in God when you understand what to do to have things. Did you hear that? You will know that you are truly matured in God when you know the keys to follow, the ways to follow, the patterns to follow, the principles to follow to get what you want. This Bible, it is full of principles. Two of us. Full of principles. So if you are confused in life, it's because you don't want to learn. There is illiterate and alliterate. Illiterate is you cannot read, you cannot write. Alliterate means you can read, but you have chosen not to read. So many believers are alliterate. Say, Lord, help us. Am I communicating here? There's a man who called me from London. He's on our platform. He's sick. I began to pray. And God to me, it was never God's plan for him to come to London. And I said, a friend brought you to London. And then you felt that you won't go back. It's true. I said, God only brought you to London because he wanted an experience of how it feels to travel abroad. But your purpose is America. He has lived 32 years in London. He has nothing. He has green card. Sorry, he has a British passport. He has everything. But he has nothing. He has nothing. Faithful man. He's been praying to God, all right. But that prayer was never in alignment with God's plan. Did you hear that? Watch me. How do I break it down for you? Are you blessed, friends? God didn't create us to suffer. You didn't hear me? God didn't do what? He didn't create us to suffer. I'm not saying tough times don't come. Tough times will come. But there is this inner presence, inner joy that gives you the confidence that no matter what happens, God is still with me. He can sleep in a boat and still be with you. He cannot slumber. If that makes sense. Mm-hmm. So whenever you begin to experience pain in any life, know that there is a principle in God you have not followed. When God brings you back to his will, it will look like God hates you. Because almost everything you've worked hard for will begin to fight against you. Eh? Carnality is the enemy to spirituality. Talk to me, family. Lads, come. Am I teaching here? The Bible said, how would the people hear the message without a messenger? I've got 10 minutes left, so you can pray. Watch this. If a man of God here finds himself at this junction and he begins to ask God for direction, if that path he took wasn't the path God created for him, God bring him back. Did you hear that? God will not say, because you've started the journey, let me continue from where you ended. He doesn't do that. Because there is no way this man would have taught this part if no spirit led him. Talk to me, church. There is nothing physical that is not spiritual. If it wasn't a spirit that led him on this path, he wouldn't have known this place. Do you know that secular song was better in the days of Cain? You know Cain, the brother of Abel? When he departed from the Lord, he went to a north side. And the Bible says, the strings on the heart of men gave him new songs. So just because it doesn't look spiritual, doesn't mean it's not spiritual. So a different species led him here. And God says, if I must become the king over your life, I need to reconstruct the path. So God says, come back to where it started. So let's say this man has worked there for 30 years now. Wife, kids, money, houses, everything. God says, it still means nothing to me. Because the most important thing is the soul, the spirit, the life afterwards, not the physical glory. How much more can a man enjoy the life? After 100, everything goes off. Some don't even live up to 100 again. I've been quite emotional today because one artist I love so much died. And he buried him today. And the kids were so. And funny enough, the last child was singing and playing. Doesn't you know the father's in a casket? No, how much more can a man enjoy life? Tell me. Some people have all kinds of sicknesses. And sometimes it looks like they will never come back again. So be very careful how you assume good life to be God's will. Sometimes the good life only came because you were able to meticulously follow certain principles. But God cannot validate that in twice. Eh? The importance of our life is after He. Ah. Evana Moskavaya. Am I teaching, please? Do you know Miles Monroe? I had a vision a few days ago. My dad told me before he left to Ghana, he said, young man, I was in prayer and the Lord told me that the seat of King Solomon will be made vacant. And the Lord says, sit on the seat as an officer. And he said, this time, your level of wisdom will be so deep that you attract kings to come to you. I was in a mission office, went. I was here in my office, studying a few things. And I saw that the man wrote BFM, Miles Monroe, wrote BFM and said, there's a meaning to this name. So no, I felt it stands for Benjamin Fordy Ministries. Until I realized that he, as Miles Monroe, also had a ministry called BFM. Oh, hello? And I figured that thing the man said in his preaching were never for the people there. It was always about the time to come. It was after the man had died that people realized the man was actually professing about her life. So he would sit with Pastor Benny here and talk about kingdom. But the depth was so deep that they were like, we don't understand him now. It was after the man died they realized, no, he was talking about the future to come. Watch me. The past, the present, and the future, they have no integration in the spirit. They are one. So if God talks about death in the flesh, it means that death must cease your physical sojourn. So the life you are better with originally by his expression. So how do you justify a miracle as one that can only give you a timely joy? Are you blessed, please? These are deep things here. If this man goes on this journey for 30 years, my sister, and God tells him that I didn't initiate that, you know what happened? God will have to bring him back again. So even if he would take the loss of the child, God has a mind about it. Your parents are only your parents on earth. In heaven, your siblings. You didn't hear me. You dare not call somebody father in heaven. Oh, talk to me, church. You can never call anybody Father in heaven because we all have one Father. You'll be like, ah, but I need this one on earth. God is good. Because where the soul will end is more important to God than the physical justification. So God says, if this man prays that God grant me access in life, let me enter Europe. And God says, if this man is not following God's will, that prayer he prays doesn't make sense. So if God must answer this man, God would have to instinctively release a message in a man's heart and tell him, you know one thing, pray about this. When he begins to pray, God now takes charge over the man's soul. So prayer is not just in words, but in obedience. In fact, our prayer becomes deeper when we obey. You didn't hear me from me. So I said, if this man here follows the will of God in the place of prayer through obedience, God makes him a gatekeeper. And I told you that gatekeepers are men that God has trusted. Hey, they are men God has trusted though. God has what? Trusted them. They literally, when they speak, things will change in the spirit. These are men that God has told them certain things about their family that he makes them stand to pray to fight them. There's always one family member that becomes the hope of the family, two of us. There's always somebody that stands out bright. Such men, God wants to tell you things fighting the family. The progeny, God says, stand and fight and break forth. So that those who come after you can go through accessing destiny. Yes, King Solomon didn't fight any battle for 40 years because his father David had killed every enemy. That was an inheritance in the spirit. Hello? For 40 years, what a glory. Donald Trump said his father didn't help him make money. Guess what? He says his father just gave him $1 million. You call $1 million cheap? God is good. Why are you blessed, family? Yes. So God will tell our brother here that, you know one thing, these were the things your father did that didn't help him pray against them. You know Gideon in the Bible? Gideon said, why are we poor? Yet every blessed day in the place of worship, we hear the things God did in the past. And God says, come. Your fathers are serving idols. They are serving idols. And he says, that those idols are stopping me from coming to bless you. So you know what? Go and break the idol. When you break the altar, I will come to you. He became a gatekeeper. You realize the prayer he prayed was in alignment with God's will. Ah, have you realized certain family members keep going through the same cycle in life? Mother didn't marry. Boom. The one. Father didn't go up. Almost everybody goes through the same change in destiny. Okay. I heard a preacher man say, if you are in Christ, you cannot be under the curse. Hello? Meaning, people who pray against altars don't understand spirituality. Now, let me explain to you what they mean. Talk to me, church. Have you wondered why Jesus never came to a human being? Hello? We know Mary had him in the stomach, but there was no physical intimacy. Hello? That miracle was a miracle baby. You get what I mean? Holy Ghost came and said, you'll be pregnant. So no physical intimacy. God says, just give me your womb because I made a law that you can't enter the earth without a woman. God is good. So basically, God had to come into the life of Mary just to get her pregnant. But the whole idea was, at least a baby has been born, so he could have the nature of a man as well. Because spirits cannot have bodies until they come through people. Is that clear? Now, you realize that Joseph came from the tribe of David. And study almost anyone that came from the tribe of David. What happened? Everybody was brought down by a woman. Talk to me, church. What happened to David? He couldn't build the temple because his son was filled with blood. For King Solomon, it became worse. God is good. You realize that the afflictions of the flesh was something Christ had to bear because we needed a holy lamb to clear the thing from there. But as long as you come from that trait of a physical blood, have it in mind that spiritually there are things until you break forth, you cannot break from them. I'm telling you, Jesus Christ had to give us a revelation of who He is so we can become like Him in the things we break away from us. Talk to me, church. Well, are you blessed, friends? Gatekeeper. Now, when God realizes He has become a gatekeeper in the spirit, God now makes Him a watchman, a watcher. I told you on Wednesday, I said, there are men God directs you to so they can help you. Watch me. You can never forget who God brings your way. You didn't hear me? Please, let me say this to you. I don't know how to make it simple for you, but let me say this to you. Africans, in fact, human beings in general, we are very fond at forgetting people. Not anyone that helps that you call a helper, but who God brings your way. There's a difference here. Anybody can be used by anyone, by God, probably just to help your life. But you see, there are people that are destiny-oriented. These are men that your life depends on them. Talk to me, church. Abimelech, the king in Egypt, wanted to have an affair with the wife of Abraham, two of us. What happened? God told him that you want to touch what I have called sacred. And also I heal you, go and talk to Abraham because he's my prophet. When he prays, I will listen to you. Hello? The will of God, Abraham followed, made him a watcher in the spirit. He entered into Egypt and became a watcher. God says, let me depend on him for answers. I will never forget this quotation. I was in America praying before the Friday program. Paul praying, and I had my ears. Genesis 18, verse 16. Powerful. He says, when Abraham escorted the men, get me this. Genesis 18, verse 19. He says, when Abraham escorted the people out of the town, God asked, do I do anything and hide it from Abraham, my friend? I'm still asking myself, how was Abraham so powerful that God could not hide anything from a mortal man called Abraham? Jesus didn't appear in the New Testament. Even in the life of Abraham, Christ appeared. How does God, so 18 verse 16, please. How does God shuffle season for a man to have met Abraham just because he obeyed God's voice? You see, many people don't know that God can enthrone you as a gift where people derive from you. I'm telling you, out of our belly. He says, when the men got up to leave, they looked down towards Sodom, and Abraham walked along with them to see them on their way. In the verse number 17, what happened, please? It's powerful. And the Lord said, shall I hide from Abraham what I'm about to do? What a powerful testimony. Do I hide from Abraham? God is good. Please, I hope you get my message here. It looks simple, but it looks very deep as well. God is good. Yes. Do I hide from Abraham what I'm about to do? And I told you that the last group of people that I pray now for you. So God makes you a gatekeeper. He makes you a watcher. And the third thing is that He makes you a lawmaker. So there are three things God does when people pray in Alamo of God. He makes them either a gatekeeper or a watcher or a lawmaker. And I end now. Who is a lawmaker? Or who are those God called laws in the spirit? I'll give to quotation right now. Now you realize that in the spirit, there are certain people that it is what they see that happens in the spirit. Literally, they confront God and they tell the Lord things that should be communicated right. The Bible says in the days of Moses, there's a man called Zelophehad. He had five daughters. Now, God gave Moses a law to tell the people that if you die in this land and you have no son and you only have daughters, the inheritance you leave behind must be given unto your brother and his siblings. The Bible says the five daughters came to Moses and said, Moses, this is not right. Our father did not die like how the people died in Korah. He was a pure man who worked hard for his money. The Bible says, and Moses went to God in prayer, asking God, is it right? And God says, the people are right. The question is, was God waiting for someone to make a mistake before He amends the law? No. So there is the law that is written and the law that is hidden. It takes a lawmaker to unveil that. Somebody say mysteries. God is good. God literally changed the law to favor them. all because they were right in their perception. Whatever they perceived was correct. So God said, you know one thing, I trust these people. You see, many of you are here. There are certain things God has said about your progeny. It would take you being a lawmaker to change that in the spirit. Tell you. Watch me. Those demonic altars you are praying to break every blessed day, they have been empowered by physical men. Oh, do you know that? Watch me. No matter how good everybody looks in your family, there's always a wizard there. There's a witch there. Keep it in your mind. Nobody can be good in your family. Well, some people believe everybody is good. Keep deceiving yourself. Oh, God is good. Yes. I was in Maryland, and then a couple came to me. I prayed for Nathan. I knew one thing. You see, years ago, I could easily trust people by telling them A to Z. When I realized that the people are not wise, I kept quiet. Am I confusing? Because not everybody understands balance. Did you hear that? You can live with an enemy who preaches holiness. Because you want to see them act in a way for them to call it. So they act in a way to look pure in your eyes. If they pray every day, you won't call them, which is true of us. Talk to me now. The way people judge integrity, very careful. Lord help us. I told this couple that, you know what? Be careful of this person. Ah, man of God, that's my mother. Yeah, that's okay, but very careful. I'm not too okay here. Very careful. Man of God, I said, be very careful. So the guy got offended. And he told me that I don't think it's correct. Guess what? When the woman called and said, where have you guys gone to? And the guy said, where have you? He says, you've gone somewhere. So somebody has dropped something in your hand and it broke a chain from your hand. And the guy still couldn't believe it. Hello? Now, the guy is a certified doctor in Maryland, yet no hospital can accept him. So you know what he does? He does KFC. So the people laugh at him at work when the name doctor, I won't call his name, doctor something, but he does KFC. Because they can't accept him. Hey, there's evil in the world, dude. There's evil. What did I say? There's evil in this world. So the voice of the enemy has become a law for the people to live by. I mean, come on. When your life is commanding glory, you will know yourself now. Yes. So God says, you must also arise, get to a realm in the spirit, whereby he can also use you as a law in the spirit. Have your hands, friends. Well, are you blessed, church? Yes. The realm of a lawmaker, yes. He literally depends on you to bring answers. Watch this only. I want you to know, right, that there are many things about God we can never receive until we understand that everything concerning prayer is not just for physical benefits, but also eternal relevance. Tell you. Never get to a place in life where you assume that everything about prayer is connected to what God must give you. There's also eternal relevance God wants us to work on. Talk to me, church. Yes. A lawmaker. Literally, they speak and what they say comes to pass. My God. And you see, Abraham possessed all this. What a man. Hello? Please, how aware that most of the instructions we follow today in the Bible were things that men discovered. Hello? You rarely see that God told them to do that. It was the discovery of men through hunger that brought it to become a law. Two of us. Do you know today? Watch me, friends. Do you know today? Some believers don't understand why they must tithe. Two of us. Some believers don't understand. Some believers don't understand why believers must tithe. They don't understand why. They don't know why. Why should I tithe? Is my service to God not enough? Let me see by hand if you know a lady called Elizabeth Tengwen on our page. Yes, the one I prophesied in America.
Then it was shouting, right? Did you hear testimonies? Thank you. Somebody shared my flyer on Facebook and she said she has been fasting for 90 days that she needs a man to bring her into her destiny. And when she saw, God told her that this is the miracle you need. She came for the conference. I think I said it right. She came for the conference. And then she was like, God, if you want me to be here, let me be the first to locate. And I came to her, called her out. 2 days, few things. Now, after the service, God told her that go and empty your bank accounts. She only had $1,100. So she came with that $10. And I said, God says it will be given to you times five. And then I left the house because I was very tired myself. The Monday was a holiday in America. That Monday, guess what? The company she contacted to help them build the house told her that your house will be ready by next year, 2025. It didn't end there. Now, they told her that normally your credit score point is very weak. You don't deserve to be among the whites. But for some reason, they accepted. Guess what? He says the governor of the state accepted you to be his place. And goes, her house is next to the governor of Maryland. Now, what has she got? Nothing. It didn't end there. The Tuesday she went to work, and they were like, a company called and said, we want to represent something to the White House. We've been calling your boss. He's not picking up. I said, it's true. My boss has gone for lunch. I said, that's fine. But the president is waiting. The company has to do a presentation now. So stand in for your boss. But she's like, I'm not prepared. Guess what? She read the script he gave her. She began to talk, and she said, in her mind, she kept reciting, I'm a dominion child. You know what I think, right? And then after everything, they were like, the people were impressed. So we just called the boss and told the boss that as he's coming back to work, he should enter your office as your secretary and become the boss. Hello. So you leave the boss as a manager. After break time, you come back as a secretary. Oh, God, it's good. Now, it's shocking. Guess what? So the Lord told me to tell her that the job she was doing before, I saw her doing two jobs. I'm like, God says, leave this job. So she called and said, please, I want to leave this job. And they were like, we can't let go of you. And they were like, you tell us how much your current company will pay you. Guess what? They were like, we're willing to go as far as paying you double of what they pay you because your presence will give us influence. It didn't end there. I'm like, God says, go into PhD and do cybersecurity. So she filed in everything. They accepted. They were like, it will cost you not less than $63,000. But for some reason, somebody has paid for you. We don't know who paid for you. Hello? Now, it happened back to back like that. Do you know why? Because for a very long time, she spent time asking God for Father, I don't want any other thing apart from the will. And the words that were spoken by God's prophet became a law in the spirit. Hey, never get to a place in your life where the things God wants you to do are bigger than your emotions. Never. Never assume any instruction to be bigger than your emotions. So you hear me? Am I teaching here? Watch me. The people you see around the globe that are sponsoring missions are not the rich people. It was the obedience in God they follow that made them who they are today. Talk to me, church. Lawmakers, literally, they speak and it happens. I pray for somebody here that whatever God has said will come to pass in Jesus' name. It's my prayer for you that what God has designed will come to pass for you. Somebody say hallelujah. Are you blessed, family? When you pray in accordance to God's will, then He blesses you indeed.
Thank you, and God bless you for listening to Wisdom Moment with Prophet Benjamin Fodjo. Don't forget to share with us how this message has been a blessing to you and your family on +324 920904 54 or email us at office@benjaminfodjo.org. Follow Prophet Benjamin on Facebook, YouTube, podcast at Prophet Benjamin Fodjo. On Instagram is Benjamin_Fodjo. Twitter is Senior Benjamin Fodjo. And on website, website is www.benjaminfojo.org. Wisdom Moment with Prophet Benjamin Fojo. The vision, the mission, the passion.